One, two, is this on?
And welcome to another bang.
Please, ban the basketball housewives.
Sad to see Dog the Bounty Hunter coming to an end.
Who the fuck? What the fuck? Why?
My comic book nerd brain cannot accept it.
That's the dumbest fucking premise for a show I've ever heard in my life.
This wasn't no movie. The smart thing was to say yes, get up, and leave the room. But then I thought to myself, what if this was a movie? Look, you, the plane you flew in on, them shoes, your socks with the bell on it, your gay ass accent, them cheap ass cigars, your yuck mouth teeth, your hairpiece, your chocolate, Guy Ritchie, Prince William, the Queen. This is America. My president is black and my Lambo is blue, nigga. Now get the out of my hotel room. And if I see you in the street, I'm slapping the out of you.
Fourth pack is packed, cause I'm mass destruction. Guess who's here? The bad boys arresting me. Testing competition when the war does their mission. Not no mercy, see the race like the street. If you don't know, you better find out the wolf pack. Prove a point, number one, best believe that you don't want to tussle with them. I'll be there for them, come in the grave with them, you're never walking out again. Talk to your back on the wolf pack. Talk to your back on the wolf pack. You might wind up in a body bag.
And welcome to another assigned episode of the Click Nation Podcast. I'm your host, Tim D-O-double-G. And tonight I'm joined by my brother, the Adam Black.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Happy holidays to you. Or Merry Christmas, or Hanukkah, Feliz Navidad, all that good stuff.
Ho, ho, ho. And we also have Mr. Banff.
Bah humbug, bitches.
And later on in the segment, I'm sure you'll also hear from Leroy Jetstream.
Yes.
Yay. So we're recording this on Tuesday, December 17th, 2013. And with some lead time, we're attempting to record our best of or year in best of year in review 2013.
Yep.
So we figured it is, you know, on the Click Nation, on theclicknation.com, we have a bunch of different categories that we try to cover, even though mostly it's comic books now, since I'm the only one that posts on the site. But we also do have movies and TV shows and wrestling and sports, etc. So we thought we'd have some different categories from each, or we'd talk about some things from each category and say sort of like what our best and worst and favorites were. 2013.
Yep. Yeah, we'll try to provide some diversity for a change on here.
But first, I gotta get the plugin out the way. Make sure to go to the website, theclicknation.com, where you can watch previous episodes of the Comic Book Chronicles, which I host, and read comic book reviews and read reviews on many other topics. Like the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/TheClickNation. Follow the Twitter account, @TheClickNation. Send any emails you have or feedback you want to have read on a future show to TheClickNation@gmail.com. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/TheClickNation. On iTunes and Stitcher Radio. And make sure to circle us on Google Plus. Just search for TheClickNation and join the community, TheClickNation Community. And you can go follow me on Twitter @TimDOGG98. Adam Black is @Adam_Black. And Mr. Banff, whenever he does tweet, he is @MrBanff.
Yeah, that's probably not going to happen. But hey,
yes.
Follow me.
Or if you happen to know one of us on Facebook, you can find Mr. Banff. Send him a follow on there.
Yeah, he will provide good tweets, or not tweets, but Facebook posts constantly.
Yeah, he's the Facebook king on the show.
That's what I do.
Let's see, is there anything else I need to plug? Nope, that looks like it's good enough. So the first topic for tonight is we're gonna delve into TV. And we have our first category, which is best new series of the year. Who would like to start?
I'll go ahead and jump in there. I think it's should be no surprise. I mentioned it on the last episode. My favorite series so far that got introduced in 2013 so far is the show The Blacklist that comes on NBC on Monday nights. It combines it's got a lot of intrigue, a lot of mystery, lots of action, you know, very much a government procedural type of show, but then there's a lot of twist and, you know, a lot of mystery to the show. Well acted by James Spader as who plays basically a government informant who's trying to help this one agent as she's trying to find out secrets of her past and amongst other things without trying to spoil too much. But definitely I would say it's my favorite new series of this past fall.
Yeah, I watched like the first three episodes and then kind of just haven't had the time to keep up with it like I should, but that's what Hulu Plus is for after all.
Yeah, and if you have a on-demand and you got a weekend to kill, you know, go ahead and do what you gotta do, you know. It makes for good appointment television.
Indeed. Do you have Netflix or Hulu Plus, Mr. Bamp?
It's connecting.
Trying to connect. Mm-hmm. Alright, so I'll get into mine. I haven't watched any new series straight through. I just listed a couple that I've caught episodes of and I've enjoyed. And that would be The Blacklist, as Adam Black mentioned. Brooklyn Nine-Nine, which is the only comedy I think I've tuned into.
Yeah, that's a very funny show. Very, very funny. I was surprised that it was actually pretty funny.
Tomorrow People, which I watched the pilot, and that was it so far. But I did enjoy the pilot, and it's got people with power, so... And it doesn't seem to suck. Because, I could say shows that have people with powers usually are good, but then there was that show on ABC with Michael Chiklis.
Oh, No Ordinary Family.
Yeah,
that was, you know, it was a big letdown. It could have had a lot of potential, or the premise, you know, was pretty big, but, you know, just wound up not meeting people's expectations.
Yeah.
Plus, it was a tough night for it to compete on, so.
And let's see. And so I haven't watched it, but it looks like something I would enjoy and people have been saying is great is Almost Human.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I liked it. So far so good. I've watched about 5 or 6 episodes, or well, 4 or 5 episodes so far, and it's been pretty decent. Carl Urban, you know, always good, you know, pretty good actor, as well as damn, what is up? I always wind up phasing on his name. I can never remember it. Black dude. Anyway.
Michael Ealy?
Yeah, Michael Ealy. Yeah, both, you know, doing a very good job on that show. You know, the pilot I thought was very well done. And we're trying to add Mr. Banff back. I mentioned last, you know, episode, you know, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. while it's been a good show, I thought, you know, it has moments where I feel it can be better, but I think the chemistry is again a lot better.
On which
they, on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, that was in my. I put it in a different category, which we'll get to later.
Oh gosh, okay. Have you watched Dads yet or no?
No, what's that?
Dads, that's the one with Seth Green and Giovanni Ribisi on Fox. It comes on before Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Oh, I haven't heard of it or seen it then.
Dang, okay.
Because I don't know what night Brooklyn Nine-Nine comes on.
Tuesdays.
I've only watched it on Hulu Plus.
Okay. Dang, still having trouble adding Bamp back. Okay. But yeah, Dads is pretty funny. I know a lot of people online hate it, but I think it's a pretty funny show. Me and my wife have gotten kind of hooked on it. Pretty funny show about two guys whose dads were basically jerks to them growing up, and now they have to live with their dads now, and you know, funny. Martin Mull's always, you know, hilarious, so yeah, I think he really brings a lot to the show. You know, Nick Lachey's wife is on there too.
What? Jessica Simpson's on there?
Not that. No.
Oh, the other, the black chick or whatever she is.
Filipino. Vanessa, formerly, Vanessa Milano. She's on there, and former Disney Channel chick Brenda Song's on there too.
What? I need to watch this show.
Yeah, I'm glad I informed
you. Called Dads.
Yeah.
Is it on the plus?
Yes, it's on the plus.
Yeah, that's like that show. There's some other show on ABC, Trophy Wife.
I still haven't watched that.
I haven't watched it either, but I've just seen like commercials for it, and I'm like, I'll see commercials, and I'm like, ooh, that was got some moon on there.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, is that on now?
I believe it. It's. I think it may have just went off. Dang.
Oh yeah, it did just go off. Dang it. All right, let's see if I can get Banff back on.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, this has been a pretty strong fall.
There, Mr. Banff?
Yes, I'm back.
Okay. Not sure why there's like a yellow triangle on your image, but at least we can hear you.
I don't know. I touched my Facebook button by mistake, and I'm assuming that I can't be on Facebook and the damn and Skype at the same time.
Well, son of a bitch.
Aren't they owned by like? Well, no, that's Facebook. Microsoft.
That's
Microsoft got it. Skype.
Oh, okay.
But then I want to say Facebook has Skype integration or something. I don't know. But before you got cut off, I was going to ask, do you have like Netflix or Hulu Plus to watch any type of new TV on?
Only thing that I'm looking at now is American Horror Story.
Figured you'd like that show.
Oh, of course. It's crazy. It's the craziest.
I see people tweeting about that.
It's a good show. I mean, if you're into anything that's like really, really weird and, you know, just creepy and shit, that's the show for you. It's a very, very good show. Very well written. Very well acted. You know, it's good stuff. That's the only thing I look at. I mean, I don't, you know, y'all know me. I'm not a TV guy. So. Yeah.
But it's horror, so that's right up your alley.
Of course.
Okay. So that's best new series. Best next category is best series finale of the year. And I guess stuff that happened in the spring would count as series finales too, even though I don't remember anything that happened in the spring. Or summer, but off the summer stuff that comes on. But I'll get mine out the way quickly. I have Arrow. You can count the season 1 finale or the fall finale if you want to. It doesn't matter. Arrow wins over everything. AOE. Arrow over everything.
Oh, damn. Jesus. Yeah,
bitches love acronyms.
thought you were about to say bitches love pointy things.
Bitches love arrows. So what about you, Adam Black? Is he gone too? Oh, now he's having connection issues. Lovely.
Lovely. Fantastic. Wonderful.
This is why we record once every 6 months.
Exactly.
So while we wait for him, oh,
hey, I'm back.
Okay, you're back. I would say I've cracked the joke that this is why we record once every 6 months.
Yeah, at this rate, I know.
So, what would be your best series finale of the year?
For myself, it's pretty much what, you know, most of the Twitter followers that we have probably watched, and that was Breaking Bad.
Oh, you watched that?
Yeah, I've been a fan. I did not watch from the beginning. I watched, I think season two had just ended, and me and the wife watched the first season on Netflix over a course of a few weekends, and you know, just really enjoyed it. And then just got hooked after that. And you know, the, you know, if you don't know, spoilers, it's about a guy who's about to die of cancer, Walter White. He winds up deciding to cook meth with one of his former high school students. He's a chemistry teacher, a brilliant teacher at that, and decides to cook meth just so his wife and his he has a handicapped son, and he has a kid on the way. He cooks meth so he has something to give them, you know, after he dies. Otherwise, there's nothing for him. And basically, the whole story is about how this man becomes basically a kingpin in the meth community, you know, with, you know, and his stumbles, you know, his rise, his fall, throughout like five seasons. It was 6 years, but it was technically five seasons. But yeah, very good show, very well written and very well acted show. It brought a satisfying finale. Unlike another show I can think of, we'll probably talk about later.
I just thought of something, another show that I guess technically had its season finale in the spring or summer, which I just finally finished all three seasons this past weekend. Game of Thrones.
Oh, you're hooked on that?
Yep.
Okay.
Even though episode 9 of every season is better than the actual season finale. Still. Good show.
Okay.
I'll be watching it weekly when it starts back in the summer.
Okay. You know, that's probably a show that's also up your alley, Banff.
Yeah, you know, whenever I actually finally look at an episode of the damn show.
I thought you were the one saying how great it was, and I was ignoring y'all.
Once Upon a Time, I believe, Tim.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, those Once Upon a Time I like. Yeah. I stopped looking at it.
I was told that's the next series I'm watching.
So. Once Upon a Time?
Yeah.
Okay, well, yeah, you should. Yeah, it's probably good. I haven't looked at it in a long time. I stopped looking at it for some odd reason.
I've caught episodes here and there, and it does look like something that would be up my alley. The whole, like, continuing story, a grand, bigger story is at play.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like stuff like that.
Right.
Plus, I'm about to get Netflix, I think, so.
Yeah.
2 years later, all right.
Yep. Yeah. But then the stuff I want to watch isn't on streaming.
I mean, dude, you'll find something, dude.
I won't. Gargoyles, damn it.
Jesus.
I need Xanatos. He's like,
you know,
he's a cartoon version of what's the dude from
Mr. Sinister?
No.
God damn it.
I am Mr. Newman.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Yeah. He's the cartoon version of Victor Newman.
You might be right.
in my eyes.
You know, they finally did release the rest of the season, right?
Gargoyle?
Yeah, the rest of, if you go on there now, they just released the remainder of season 2. And I think I'm not sure if season 3 is out.
What, on DVD?
On DVD, yeah.
Are they doing like an on-demand thing, or is this like...
I want to say yes, but I was on Amazon a couple weeks ago, and I just typed in Gargoyles, and the rest of that season is on there, and it wasn't like, I thought maybe it was like a European version or whatever, but apparently it's American.
I also need Young Justice to be streaming.
That's not on there?
Or on Blu-ray.
Yeah, no, it's not. Unfortunately.
Yeah, I'm about to go to Can I See It app to see if it's what's streaming and what's not streaming.
Oh.
Very nice app. And it's okay. A website. You can go in there and put like a show name or movie name in and see what services it's streaming on.
Very cool.
TV. I won't sidetrack the show too much, but let's see. So next category, worst TV show of the year. I don't know if it's worst, if we actually have any worst. If it was that bad, I probably don't remember it or didn't watch it long enough to name something. But I will say I put Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. on there just because it should be better.
I really didn't have a whole bunch. I mean, I put the category down, but I didn't really have a worst TV experience. Like you said, if you watch one episode or you just didn't get into it, you'll probably just turn it off, you know?
Yeah.
And just won't come back. But I actually do have one. It's actually one of the best / worst things I've ever seen, and that is WWE Total Divas.
Hey, that's entertaining. That's like the most wrestling I watch now.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. It's the best and the worst thing. I mean, the show is like, it's faker than that fake shit that you watch on Monday night on the USA Network. I mean, I've never seen a reality show that's more staged than WWE Total Divas. So, you know. And, you know, featuring a cast of chicks that, you know, I'm like, wow, I cannot stand any of these broads. You know, Nikki is shallow. Brie is actually more down to earth and somewhat likable. Trinity's actually a pretty decent chick on the show. She's the only one that has her head on her shoulders.
I think that show is not meant for people to actually listen to what those bitches are saying. they're just there for ass and titties, dude. That's pretty much it. I'm sorry.
But yeah, I know, man. But I mean, the thing is, it's a train wreck and you gotta watch it. But at the same time, it's like if you're a wrestling fan, you're like, oh, that shit is not real. It's like members of the Harlem Globetrotters and the Washington Generals say, man, that show is fake as hell.
Oh.
So, you know, like I said, I mean, you know, the biggest insult which most people say is like when Natalya was like, you know, oh, I'm not going to be able to perform at WrestleMania this year. But supposedly she found out she wasn't going to perform at WrestleMania like a week before. Right. So I'm like. Right. And, you know, she wasn't involved in any type of storyline. She was escorting the Great Khali at this time. So it's like, you know, come on. She just found out a week before WrestleMania that she wasn't going to be at WrestleMania.
Skyfall's? James Bond Skyfall's on Netflix?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it was just either this week or last week it showed up on there.
I think it was last week. There's a lot of stuff that just came out that's on there.
Yeah.
Oh, well, go ahead, Tim. But that's like my best and worst thing ever. Because, you know, Total Divas, I enjoy watching it. But, you know, I mean, it's, you know, if you're a wrestling fan, you'll probably just, you'll somewhat cringe, but you can't turn away from it. Oh, and you get to see Nikki Bella and John Cena as a couple.
That's what I was going to bring up. I love Well, especially well, these last two episodes, because that's fresh in my mind. They had their season finale. I guess, and John Cena took, which Bella is it he's dating?
Nikki.
And her girlfriend's out to dinner, so they had to like start trying to grill him about marriage and kids and whatnot. And he's made it clear to Nikki that he doesn't want kids and he doesn't plan on getting married again. And so he had like basically break it down for the girlfriends at dinner and make Nikki feel all uncomfortable again. And I just loved how he like, they were saying how he's giving these corporate answers, you know, everything was like politically correct, but it's like,
yeah, he acts like a total fucking robot on that show.
But yeah, he does, but I loved how he acted like a robot dealing with them. Because you know how women try to like weasel and try to get these, you to give the answers they want to give, and he was like shutting shit down.
Nope, I'm not going to get married. Nope, I'm not going to get married. I don't want kids.
I've been down that road before. I did it. I've seen what it does to other wrestlers' families. Being on the road 230 whatever days a year. No, I'm not going to do it.
Shut the shit down, John.
Yes, I like that.
Instead, he'll just buy her another car and hopefully she'll shut the fuck up.
Basically, she's not going to go anywhere. Like, she's going to dump him. she's going to dump the WWE's poster boy.
Right.
She ain't going nowhere. She can live in his house and sign his waiver agreement after moving all her stuff in. For those who don't know, after she moved all her stuff in, he presented her with a contract that she had to sign to live there. Brilliant.
God.
I loved it.
I mean, like I said, it's sad but true. That shit is like fucking great and terrible at the same time.
Yes, it's all that, but a man in his position. I'm sure that's what Derek Jeter does with his women. That's why you never hear any stories about him.
Yeah, I can believe that.
I did hear this morning, and the reason I bring him up is I was listening to Mike and Mike this morning on ESPN, and they were bringing up Jeter and how there's I guess some story, or supposedly like he has a house in Florida, and whenever he has a basket.
Oh, they call it St. Jetersburg?
No, he has like a basket, and when you come in the house, you have to leave your cell phone in the basket or whatever near the front door.
Damn.
No pictures.
Damn.
That's how you don't want to be on TMZ. That's how you do it. Come in the house, you sign a contract.
Yep.
Sign this bitch. Sign.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a pin.
Here's a pin. Sign.
Don't have a. You didn't bring a pin? Oh, that's fine. I have one of my own.
I have my own pin. Sign.
Oh, drop that pin. There's more on the wall. Go ahead and sign.
There's more pins here. Here, sign.
You didn't drop. Oh, you dropped the pin? Don't worry. It has a chain on it. You can just pick it right up. It chains to the clipboard.
Sane, bitch, sane.
Okay, next category is going to be movies.
Oh, yay! I just wanted to say, for the worst series finale ever, definitely Dexter. I had to keep my mouth closed when your girlfriend was down, Tim. I was like, oh man, this is the worst thing I've ever fucking seen.
She messaged me this morning talking about she was watching Dexter.
Yep.
I think Dexter. I haven't not watched Dexter, but taking an educated guess, it would appear that it suffered from it stayed on TV too long.
Right.
And then the series finale suffering because of it. Like, they probably should have ended it after, like, what, season 3 or 4? What was his best season?
To me, the best season was... I would say seasons 1, 2... Maybe 3, 4 was the best one, I thought. Well, season one was the best, but I thought season 4 was really, it had hit a good mark at it. But the seasons after that suffered, I thought.
Which,
but it was on 8 years.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask, how many seasons?
So 8 years.
So you had a good halfway point.
Yeah, I mean, it was right there, and you know, in a contrast, Breaking Bad, it could have stayed on the air. It could still be on the air now, but they chose to end it at the perfect time. So, and that was a season finale that was fitting, I thought. So, that's why I had to say.
All right, so what did I say? We're going to
movies.
Best movie of the year. I'll let Mr. Bamp start this one off.
Best movie of the year. My best movie of the year. And I still have not seen this. I put a little asterisk there because I have not seen The Hobbit yet, and I hear good things about it. But my personal best movie of the year was Man of Steel. I mean, there's no surprise in that. I'm pretty sure everybody knew that I was probably going to say that. You know, I think that movie, it gets a bad rap for
Superman having someone's head off.
Him breaking Zod's neck, and you know, and all the collateral damage, property damage, all that. And you know, it's you know, people complained for so many years that Superman movies didn't have any action in it. Now you have one, and now they're saying it's too much action. It's like, okay, you know.
Oh, you know, anyone who complains about too much action in a movie, in a major summer movie, needs to watch Transformers: Dark of the Moon. That's all right. I gotta say. You want to see too much action?
That's too much action.
That's impossible. That's an oxymoron. Too much action.
You're right. You know what? Honestly, that is an oxymoron. In an action movie, that is an oxymoron. Too much action is stupid.
Yeah.
You know, even for a movie like Dark of the Moon, I don't like that movie, but fuck, it's an action movie. There's no such thing as too much action. It's stupid. That's the stupidest argument I've ever heard of in my fucking
life. It's like this. When we got to that last hour, I'm like, fuck, they're still fighting.
That's all I want.
Yeah, but they're fine for 2 hours. Like, fuck.
I mean, when people said the same thing about, you know, Superman, you know, Man of Steel, you know, I mean, what the fuck do you think
but
is
that
gonna
wasn't
happen?
Boring. But now, Dark of the Moon had so much action, after a while, this shit was boring.
You became kind of immune to it. It's like, oh my god.
Speaking of Transformers, I'm watching whatever movie 2 on FX right now.
Oh,
I'm so bad for you.
You know, they're right? Good background, something to have on in the background.
Oh, they really
do. No, for that. But yeah, you know. So I mean, I don't understand that argument. You know, for some odd reason, people are all of a sudden concerned about, you know, how many people died in the Zod Superman fight. I'm like, motherfucker, it's a comic book movie. Why the fuck would you care? You know what I'm saying? I mean, and what the fuck you think is gonna happen when a Kryptonian flies through a building? Guess what? It's gonna fucking fall. I'm sorry. It is. Yeah, I mean, it's a Kryptonian. Mm-hmm. You know, so, but the movie actually has a lot of heart. It has a lot of heart, you know. A lot of heart. It's, you know, it's actually very, and like I said, I've said, this is a beautiful movie to look at. I mean, it's a very now and relevant Superman movie. So, you know, yes. That was my favorite movie.
All this.
Yes. All that.
I will say that I also had Man of Steel as my movie of the year. Surprise, surprise.
Right.
Man, I didn't see a whole bunch of movies, but it was pretty much my favorite. You know, after again disappointed by Iron Man 3, you know, I was able to...
I still have not seen that twice.
I started watching that. I went ahead and got it because, you know, I gotta, you know, keep the collection going of these things. And
right,
you know, I tried watching it, and just, I'm like, there's still parts of it. I didn't hate it as much when I started watching it, but you know, I wound up having to stop it. I just haven't gotten back to it, you know, and watch it all the way through.
I was going to say, comic book movies I have not seen twice yet would be Amazing Spider-Man, Iron Man 3, and Thor 2. Even though I like Thor 2, but I just... I'll wait till it comes out on DVD or Blu-ray.
Bye-bye. Still have to watch that.
It's alright.
It was good. You know. Okay. Better than Iron Man 3.
Better than Iron Man 3.
Right.
Yeah. Or the, aka the Tony Stark show.
Yeah, the Tony Stark show. Occasionally, he'll get in a suit.
Yeah. Basically. Not in, in the third act, he'll get in the suit.
And the suit will not work.
That was the theme of the show, of the movie. My suit don't work.
Fucking, it's like, you know, that made no fucking sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on, this is Tony Stark, and you mean to tell me that his main suit does not work?
All these other suits work, and they can fly by themselves, but the one that he actually steps foot in doesn't work.
Yeah.
Doesn't work? Really? Kiss my ass.
And then one of the better action sequences when he's saving people falling from Air Force One, he's not even in the suit.
Yeah.
Not even in the suit.
Yeah.
Not even in it.
And then, you know, and then at the end, you know, all the suits that do work, he decides to blow them all up.
Yeah. Whack.
Fireworks.
Fireworks. Whole fucking movie. Whack.
You get me want to watch it again now.
Yeah,
so
I gotta watch it.
Yeah.
Alright.
It's as terrible as you remember it, trust me.
Let's see. Do we want to name our worst movie of the year?
Iron Man 3!
Yeah. Iron Man 3 is pretty much the worst one.
I can't say that's worse. Just because... I've seen bad movies, so I can't put it in the bad movie. Was there something I saw that I did not like?
Notable movies. Okay. I'll just name, like, some top movies.
Okay. That's the only time I'm going to the theaters to see the top movies.
Yeah. All right. I don't think you went to see Gangster Squad.
Can I name movies I haven't seen?
Or I'm just saying, go ahead.
What was the Will Smith movie?
After Earth?
Yes.
Okay, I've heard too many people say that's probably the worst movie, but I didn't see that, thankfully.
Me either.
I didn't want to see it. So.
Once M. Night Shyamalan was involved, I was like, fuck that.
I like how they tried to hide that fact, too.
Right.
Oh, yeah, they did try. That was true. They were like, it's Will Smith. It's his son.
It's Will Smith. With the Sadidi accent,
and this movie, it practically directed itself. It's so awesome. Who directed it?
Oh,
don't worry about
some
it.
Guy.
Some Indian guy who made a
He made a great movie a long time ago.
Right, but Will Smith's in this movie,
so go see it. Give us your money.
Right.
Go on, Tim. What other movies had you seen?
I'm just going to use that for my worst. That's all I can think of right now. underrated or most under the radar movie?
You know what? For me, it's actually The Wolverine. I've just seen it.
I've seen a lot of people recently saying, like, I'm about to pop The Wolverine into the DVD, Blu-ray player, whatever.
You know, it's not, you know, it's not as bad as people were making it out to be. I mean, it's definitely a different type of tone for an X-Men movie, for a comic book movie in general, because it's really more
drama. Yeah.
It's more drama character study than comic book. You know, it's actually very, very, it's a very good movie. It really is a good movie.
I liked it better than, you know, I was watching it last week with my wife and kid, and they were like, they hated it. They were like, X-Men Origins Wolverine was better. And I'm like, good grief, no!
Wait a minute, did we see the same movie?
I thought Wolverine was fine. It was just there.
I mean, it's not the best. It's not the best X-Men movie.
No, that's definitely not that.
It was a better Wolverine movie, I thought.
you know, I mean, I like the ideas that they were going for in, you know. I like the finally the little mini, you know, Jean Grey thread that's going throughout the movie. You know, I thought that was very, very well done. That was actually a really kind of like sad parts of the movie were like really, really sad, because it's like, you know, you see that he wants to die, he wants to be with Jean, you know, and you don't know, and the crazy thing about it, you know, how the X-Men universe works, you really don't know if that's just him imagining that, or is that really Jean actually talking to him, you know?
Yeah, you know, like it's astral projection or something is still around or something, yeah.
Yeah, you know, but I liked it. I mean, yeah, of course the ending was kind of hokey, but, you know, I can get over that. You know, but I like the Wolverine. I liked it a lot.
Another one, you know, I haven't watched all of the, or both of the White House Gets Taken Over by Terrorists movies. But Olympus Has Fallen wasn't that bad when I finally did get to see it on Redbox.
That's the one with Gerard Butler.
Okay, yeah. So, is it on Netflix? It is.
Yes, it is, actually.
Yes.
It's like one of the first movies up here on the Can I Stream It app.
Right. Yeah, it wasn't that bad. Damn, there was a Dragon Ball Z movie? Never mind. Yeah, okay.
I saw that crap. We only paid money.
Right.
Sorry, bro. You only paid money to see crap.
That came out in like 2010, though, so I can't count it for this year.
No, they have it on this.
The Chun Li movie? Oh, wait, no, I'm thinking about Street
Fighter. No. There was one that came out this year.
Oh, yeah, the anime movie?
It's live action. It was like a very, very limited release kind of thing.
Dragon Ball Z Battle of Gods.
And this is live action.
Apparently, yeah. So.
Where can I see this?
I think it's Japan. I think it was. It came out.
Huh. Yeah, I was just looking on this Wikipedia page and I saw it.
Okay.
And also, another favorite movie, Fast and Furious 6. You know, it feels sad, you know, watching it now without Paul Walker, you know, with Paul Walker gone, but, you know.
You know, I looked at Fast and Furious 6 the other day, finally.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Fast 5 finally, for the first time. It's actually pretty good. Yeah. Fast and Furious 6, there's one particular part in that movie that took me absolutely out of the movie, and I ended up hating it. It's the scene where they're on the bridge with the tank and Letty's on top of the tank.
The jumping.
How did I know this was the scene that you were going to?
Dude. And I'm sitting there looking at that and I turn over and I look at Doug and I'm like, that's the most terrible thing I've seen in a movie in about 10 years. That's the worst fucking possible.
Are you sure about that? There's got to be worse.
No, that was fucking... I hate when I'm looking at a movie and I'm kind of into it and something happens and it takes me totally out of the movie. I was done. After that, I didn't even want to see the rest of the movie. I was like, this is fucking stupid.
You should have been in the theater when it happened.
Oh, God.
Talk about some laughter.
The part that I was like, I don't believe this shit would happen. The part where Rock decides to all of a sudden, you know, abandon all orders and decide to rescue, what's her face? Yeah. I was like, that won't fucking happen. This guy, I mean,
the way the series has gone, that is inevitable.
It's going to be inevitable that the government agent is going to fall for these basic crooks that have hearts of gold.
Basically look for it to happen now, especially since there's a member of the family missing.
Yeah. But
that's my theory for how they're going to redo the movie.
Well, and
Rock,
I was saying...
The Rock eventually is going to slide into his slot. Or Hobbs is slide into his slot.
Might as well.
Yeah. I mean, they, you know, not being morbid or anything, but they have an out with Jason Statham's character. Spoilers. Yeah. Right. They have an out.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I'm like, if you're going to do it, I mean, you can kill Paul Walker's character off camera.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it happened sometime between the end of Fast 6 and the beginning of Fast Furious 7.
You can just show you can digitize his face into like another sports car going down the street and some explosion, boom.
Yeah.
So basically say Jason Statham's character killed Han and whatever his name is.
Brian.
Right.
It's a perfect, I mean, I hate that, you know, a lot of people probably don't like to hear that because it's like you're killing the guy again, you know, but that kind of makes sense to me, or you just write off his character altogether, which I don't think is going to be, I don't think fans will like that either.
Right.
People are going to be mad either way, so.
Yeah.
Right.
It's best for business, as Vince McMahon would say.
Actually, Triple H says that.
Oh, yeah.
One of them.
One of the McMahon says it.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, my underrated or most under the radar movie for 2013 would be This Is the End.
Is that good?
About that.
It's all right. People love it. I thought it was cool. A lot of people like it a lot more than I do. But yeah, I thought it was cool.
Okay.
It's funny, has its funny moments, because basically them just ad-libbing for a whole movie. Yeah.
Oh, best Voltron movie of the year, Pacific Rim. Just saw that the other day.
Oh, yeah. You know, Pacific Rim is one of those kind of movies that you really should not... You know, just storyline, script, just throw that out the window and just enjoy the carnage of giant robots and giant monsters fighting in the streets.
It almost has the Transformers problem of, at least on the first movie, or was it the second movie, where the action taking place, you can't follow it.
Yeah.
Because all the action in Pacific Rim takes place at night.
It yeah.
made it hard to see stuff.
Or it's raining.
Yeah,
some shit.
In the ocean. And I just, actually, I'm bumping This to the End for my underrated movie because I just remember the last thing I saw in the theater, Gravity.
Yeah, I hear it's good. I hear good things. Good.
Yeah, Gravity was cool. The 3D makes it worth it.
Oh, okay.
You could like it without it, but the 3D and the space and whatnot made it cool.
Okay.
So... So now we're going to take a quick short break, and during the break you're going to hear from Leroy Jetstream and get to listen to what his selections are for Best of 2013. We'll be right back.
After these messages,
we'll be right back.
Hey, what's up, people? This is your boy Leroy Jetstream. And I'm sorry I can't really make today's show with the rest of the Click Nation, man. Give a special shout out to Tim Dog, Adam Black, Mr. Bam for keeping it up, especially for Tim Dog with Comic Book Chronicles. If you guys haven't checked out Comic Book Chronicles, please check that out. It's a great show. If you're still checking for my show, Time Zones, you know, I have school was going on. I'm still trying to finish up school. Plus, I just had a little newborn baby. Well, not newborn anymore. Now he's 2 months old. Kid and still dealing with being married and all that good stuff. Plus, I also have a job which is demanding, you know, same old thing, customer service. So, you know, we're not going to talk about that. I'm just bring you, you know, now we got that part out the way, let's just go on to the year in review. You know, not too much happening on politics this year. We have Obamacare. The only thing I'm going to say about Obamacare is, you know, everybody's talking about Obamacare didn't work because the website didn't work. But I'm like, what happened to good old fashioned pencil and paper and pen and paper? You know, you could have did forms and got the Obamacare out. There was other ways to get it out. and it just wasn't properly executed. But there are a lot of things with President Obama's administration for the second term that it has a lot of problems that, you know, in my opinion, are not his fault at all. And it's just that same, you know, bipartisanship problem that we've been having now since he's been in office for both of his terms. So I'm gonna move on from that. That's the only thing really going on in politics that I really cared about. I didn't care about the Snowden thing. Still don't care. The year in review for music. As far as music went, only two albums really came out this summer, in my opinion, that really made a lot of noise. That would be Kanye West's album, Yeezus, and Jay-Z's The Magna Carta. Or Magna Carta Holy Grail. And the Magna Carta Holy Grail, as far as the work goes for Jay-Z, it's in the middle road work for him. It's a nice album. It's not one of his best. It's not The Blueprint. It's not Fade to Black. It's kind of almost just a little bit above Watching the Throne. You know, a little bit above the throne, but, you know, not much. It's a cool Jay-Z album, so it wasn't bad. Jay-Z never fails to disappoint. In my opinion, it's just not the best Jay-Z album. But, you know, what do you want? The guy's been heating up summers. I mean, he controlled the summer. What about, at least Mr. Banff can probably back me up on this to get this correct, but I think he held the summer down for at least, what, 12 summers, 14 summers? So, you know, Jay is Jay. Now, Kanye's album. I'm a big Kanye West fan, and I didn't like Yeezus at all. I like four songs off of Yeezus, which is very unregular for me on a Kanye album, but I didn't care for Yeezus that much. I found his music to come off very... Kanye's music is like his emotions, so you can tell that in his life he's emotionally frustrated. So I don't know what he's dealing with, but it came out in the album just in his content. Production wise, Kanye's stepping up his production. The beats have gotten better. A lot of his production style has gotten better. But to me, I always felt his production style went up with 808 and Heartbreak and only got better with My Twisted Dark Fantasy. This album's production is really equal to My Twisted Dark Fantasy. Okay, movies in review. You know, I caught Star Trek. I love Star Trek. If you guys heard the earlier shows, I think Iron Man. I didn't care for Iron Man that much. Loved the Star Trek, although it really wasn't nothing but a con remake. Superman. Liked Superman for the most part. Only things I disliked about Superman was I didn't like the fact that they broke Zod's neck. Didn't like that. Only reason I didn't like it because Zod is usually one of Superman's best villains, and I just wanted Zod to come back. And what else? Also, I didn't like how Kevin Costner's character died in the movie. I liked the original one with Christopher Reeves, where, you know, basically father died of old age in the Christopher Reeves version from a heart attack. And despite you having all these superpowers and things you can do, you can't stop a person from getting old. You know, you can't stop a person from having a heart attack. So, you know, that made more sense to me. The way they did the new movie, he could have saved his dad, but I know his dad, you know, was following his dad's instructions, being a good son. But I didn't like that part. And I didn't really like their Zod too much either. I didn't like this Zod that was honor-bound to protect Krypton, who was genetically predisposed to do this. I like a power-hungry Zod, dictator Zod. I like the old Zod from Superman 2 and Zod from the comic books, who is just a power-hungry dictator. So that's really about it in movies and review. You know, if you guys want to check me out, you can hit me up at Leroy_Jetstream on Twitter. And my Gmail account is LeroyJetstream@gmail. And then LeroyJetstream is all one word. So, you know, I just want to tell everybody, you know, have happy holidays and happy new year. Maybe I'll get together and do some shows with you. Maybe I'll start doing a podcast again. If anybody wants a podcast with me, you know, hit me up. I'll see if I can work out something in my schedule. Shout outs to Kojak Delta. Shout outs to Linus. Linus's brother for doing the music. Still have the CD with the James Bond remixes. Cool stuff. So I'm just going to see you guys later. Peace out. And love to the Click Nation.
And we're back. So our next category will be wrestling. Biggest moment of the year. Now I'm going to tell you, I've gone back and forth watching wrestling this year. like around WrestleMania time, I start watching again to get in the spirit of WrestleMania. But then afterwards, I've kind of stopped watching again.
Mm-hmm.
But for my best moment of the year, I'm gonna have Daniel Bryan winning the WWE title.
Yay!
Yeah. Good choice. That was also my my big moment of the year, which was followed by the worst moment of the year, which pretty much is the remaining months between before John Cena came back was pretty much like some of the worst stuff I've seen.
But he came back from having the size of a grapefruit thing in his elbow.
What the fuck ever? We know he was not that hurt.
Everyone else is pussies. Being out 6 months for little surgeries.
Whatever. But yeah, Daniel Bryan not only beat John Cena fucking clean. Clean as a fucking sheet in the middle of the ring.
The only thing I hate is how John Cena has to be like his big brother now.
Bryan,
you know who should get a title shot? Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, they did that shit last night.
It comes up every once a month now.
Yeah. But, you know, afterwards, you know, Daniel Bryan went over John Cena at SummerSlam and then proceeded to lose because when Triple H betrayed him, which is a Click Nation rule, is you don't trust Triple H for shit.
Right. So he's taking the reins from, who was it we said we used to, besides Ric Flair, you couldn't trust, Scott Steiner at one point.
Yeah, Shawn Michaels.
Mm-hmm. Which turned up in the angle too.
Right, a McMahon by birth.
Yes.
Never trusted McMahon.
Yeah. So Triple H betrayed him and allowed Randy Orton to cash in his money in the bank after he pedigreed Daniel Bryan and Randy Orton just came into the ring and pinned him. You know, didn't even hit RKO on him because the pedigree is like the most devastating move in professional wrestling from a retired wrestler or part-time wrestler or whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah, man. But that was the biggest moment, I thought.
I didn't really have a worse moment when that came to mind, put it that way.
I would just say the booking of Daniel Bryan afterwards, because Vince cannot, for some reason, allow any champion that's under the height of 6'4". He cannot book him correctly for shit. So, ask Rey Mysterio, year 2006.
I've got one.
Mm-hmm.
Treatment or the booking of Ryback.
Yeah.
Should have been a lot better.
Yeah, you took, basically at the beginning of the year, possibly one of the hottest, you know, non-main event stars, and you pretty much, bury him in the card now. He was not allowed to win at a major pay-per-view besides the one, and it just happens to be the one where he faces Chris Jericho. So, you know.
Feed me.
Feed me more. Wake up! And I just remember at WrestleMania, because you know Rico, Tim. You remember Rico, because he likes those Goldberg-type clones. And he fucking loves Ryback.
For some odd reason.
But yeah.
And I'm sure Mr. Bamp hasn't watched wrestling in a while either.
No. Sorry, I don't put myself through such torture.
Not anymore. Oh, yeah, shout outs to RBR Wrestling for mentioning me during the mailbag on their Friday night show.
Okay.
Yeah, I was listening to it Monday or Sunday night. Yeah, Sunday night I was finally finishing the show because I listened to it live, but since they started at 10 o'clock Fridays now, I fell asleep during it.
10 o'clock on Friday? Dang.
Yeah, that's the new time, so 1 o'clock ended time.
Shit.
My iPad was still playing and I woke up all the way.
Yeah.
But, they were talking about someone had sent an email asking about their favorite callers. And it's funny because I was doing something in the background. And I was like, oh, I wonder if they're going to mention me. And they did. They're like, yeah, he doesn't call in anymore. But I had just tweeted them that earlier that night saying, like, I was ready for the Friday night move. So since I got shouted out, I said I might try to call in Friday. We shall see. Unless Adam Black and your other wrestling stuff down, match of the year, do you have an actual match of the year?
It's also from SummerSlam, the Best versus the Beast, Brock Lesnar versus CM Punk in a no disqualification match.
That was good.
Very good match.
Did I come down there for that?
No, I didn't order it.
Oh, yeah, I guess I've been watching stuff on streams lately. I actually saw that match, yeah.
Very good match. At first you would think that Brock Lesnar would fucking kill a guy that looks like CM Punk, but turned out to be a very good match. Everything made sense. They wrestled for almost 30 minutes, so, and it wasn't boring, so definitely I would say the match of the year. And the other category was wrestling DVD release. If you're an old school fan, and Mr. Banff has actually seen it, the Legends of Mid-South Championship Wrestling, which you can get on Blu-ray or DVD.
I said that's good stuff. Very good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Like I never knew like the background of guys like Hacksaw Jim Duggan, and I heard about JYD from a show called Busted Open when he was in Mid-South. And dude back then was like the rock of that time in Mid-South. So, for a comparison, watch it. It's a good DVD. You just watch it through. Very good. Very, very good.
Yes. Yes.
Toilet goes flush.
That's right.
Is that like a Sesame Street rhyme? Till it go flush.
No.
Or is that like a Flip the Shocker rap?
He's still alive, right? Before I start making jokes about him.
Shit.
You can never tell these days.
Yes. What's that? Yes, he's still alive.
Okay. But now, now I have no effort to want to make a joke about him now. Even if he is alive.
Well, you're the one who liked all that shit, so.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, back when it was hot. The hot boys, the hot boys.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I'm fire.
Yeah. Actually, the Hot Boys album was actually pretty good.
Yeah.
Now that No Limit shit, that's different.
Yeah, that was terrible.
What were they called? WCW, since I'm talking about wrestling?
No Limit Soldiers.
No Limit Soldiers.
Yeah, and Master P got up there, we're right about it. Yeah, that was like one of the low periods of WCW.
Many low periods of WCW.
Many.
And supposedly Massive Swole.
Oh, yes. Speaking of WCW or WWE, they have a bunch of stuff on Netflix, don't they? I still need to see the Shawn Michaels Bret Hart thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was on there. I don't know if it's on there now anymore.
But I think I just saw it on there a little while ago. It's still on there.
WWE. Tell me something good. Can I stream it?
Like it's a computer. Like it's someone that's going to actually talk back to him.
I should ask Siri.
Siri, tell me something good, babe.
Shawn Michaels. I have to look for this later. Bret Hart.
Wrestling with Shadows is on there.
Yeah, I haven't seen that in a long time.
Yeah, if you feel like going back and reliving the Montreal screw job.
I know they take stuff off, they remove stuff for some strange reason.
Yeah, I don't know why. Yeah, I mean, some of the movies I kind of understand, but But, you know, as far as WWE, they'll just take shit down randomly.
I was like, if it's on, if once it's my film,
yeah, it's on there.
The Shawn Michaels Bret Hart.
Yeah, it's on there.
Oh, okay.
I'm looking at that now.
I was gonna say, my feeling is once it makes it to Netflix, it needs to stay on Netflix forever.
Yeah, I mean, there's contracts and other stuff, so. Sorry. That's pretty much all I had as far as wrestling.
There was something I was gonna say for wrestling news, but I can't remember it now. So that I didn't write it down, it must not be important enough. Sports. Best and worst sports moments of the year. For worst, I have the power outage at the Super Bowl.
Man,
which I believe was caused by Michelle Williams of Destiny's Child.
I was gonna say not Beyonce.
Oh no, Beyonce didn't. No, Michelle was pissed off. She got shooed off the stage so quickly, and she just ran and she hit the lights. You know, I think that's what happened.
Oh, okay.
That's what I think. Could be.
Makes sense to me.
Right.
The best moment was the destruction of the 2012 to 2013 Los Angeles Lakers, thanks to Dwight Howard.
Shit was
entertaining. Yeah, it was great to witness. That's pretty much my only sports memory that I actually enjoyed.
Yeah, and we have worst sports team that's too many to pick from. Worst player in sports. Or most infamous in sports. Dwight.
Yeah. The fact he sabotaged the team, that was perfect.
I'm sitting here watching the end of Revenge of Fallen and laughing at this stunt double running for Shia LaBeouf. Can I rant on Shia LaBeouf?
Go ahead.
Please, dude.
Since
Please.
He got caught plagiarizing, apparently.
Was that a short film he did that he plagiarized on?
I guess so. The news broke yesterday, and I actually haven't really paid attention to it till today. I kind of read one article about it. Some comic book guy wrote some story that supposedly he made into a movie, and like word for word, or basically copied the entire thing.
Damn.
And now he's like, well, supposedly he tweeted his response saying like, it was whatever the book was inspiration for him, and blah blah. Now the
word for word.
Yeah, I'll let y'all go find, like, there's plenty of articles on it. Like I said, I saw it yesterday, I didn't really care enough about it to read it, but since it was still going on today, I was like, let me finally click one of these links and kind of skim through it.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't give a fuck about Shia LaBeouf. Fuck him.
Yeah, I'm glad he got caught.
I'm definitely glad he got caught. You know, it just proves that he's the douchebag I thought he was.
Yeah, that's what makes him look like. He's a douchebag and he's a hack.
You know.
And, that, and the writer's thinking of taking legal course.
He needs to.
Yeah.
So he can send his ass back to Disney Stevens movie.
Wow.
I kind of like that one.
Wow.
I like that Suburbia whatever movie he was in where he was a neighbor and something crazy was going on next door. Next door.
Oh, yeah, Disturbia, yeah.
Disturbia, okay.
In it, which in itself is, was a remake. His whack ass. He's whack. haven't liked your ass since the movie Holes. Holes is actually a good movie. I'll give you that. Other than that, you suck, Shia. Really, you do.
Comic books. Best and worst comic book moments of the year. For worst, I've got Age of Ultron.
Yeah, I pretty much agree. That was the biggest letdown of the year in comics. It was so hyped, considering that it was supposed to come out years ago, and then finally comes out, and just, you know, the story itself is just a big letdown. It turns into a Wolverine revenge story, and this is terrible.
I'm going to take a guess, even though now I think about it doesn't make sense, but I was going to say, I'm going to take a guess as the outcome of the time stream being broken is why the all new X-Men, original X-Men, can't go back to their timeline. But then that wouldn't explain why the future X-Men were able to go to the past,
don't like time travel shit. Just stop it. Don't even try to figure that shit out.
Because that shit just gave me a headache just right now. That makes no fucking sense.
Best moment of the year, I'll have to say, Peter Parker dying and Doc Ock just taking his place.
Yeah, I was going to say Superior Spider-Man is my favorite series, next to the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles book from IDW.
Yeah. And of course, if you want some more in-depth reviews of stuff in comic books from 2013, you can listen to our Comic Book Chronicles episode 49. We'll be up already by the time this goes up. Myself and Agent 70 discussed a whole slew of things. Good.
Slew, I tell you. Slew.
So City Fall was cool and the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles story. After that comes out tomorrow. By when I say tomorrow, I mean December 18th. And Spider-Man 24 is out tomorrow, December 18th. Which I read today when I was at lunch. And issue 25 is going to be a double-sized finale of Darkest Hours. The whole stuff with Venom, so that would be interesting.
Kirsten said goodnight.
Good night, Kirsten.
Good night, Kirsten.
Biggest letdown, books as far as storylines, artist doesn't matter. I said Forever Evil. Because to me, it's kind of ruined the DC universe for me.
Forever Evil, it was just too much.
They're telling a grand story, but.
Too many. Yeah, it was too. You had 52 books, and you know that's just too much for a comic book reader to invest in. Honestly, at $4 a pop, that's a lot of money. So it was just too much. And then I mean, if you were a fan, I told someone if you were a fan of a certain type of a book, then get those titles in Forever Evil. But then you still took a risk because. You know, if you were a Batman fan and you just read the Batman villains books, you may have a book that's good, but then you may have another book that's not that great. So, you know, it was a hit or miss, you know, and having read all of them, and that was a big undertaking. I mean, you had some that were very, you know, pretty decent, some that surprised me, and, But for the most part, if I had spent all that money buying those books, I'd be majorly let down for a storyline that's going to last for the next 7 months.
Yep.
So. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, that's it for comics. Now, what we want for Christmas.
Hopefully, I can win this lottery. And, Mega Millions.
Find out in 3 minutes.
And more likely, I'd say, I'm still broke. So, yes, there's Christmas, folks.
Let's see. The best from the categories of movies, TV, series, sports. Not sure I understand that one.
Well, that was just like, you know, as far as if you had to suggest something like for someone to buy.
Oh, like movie, a movie,
you know.
Something on. Collection.
Yeah. What would you suggest? And it doesn't have to be something that, like a TV show that's out now. It could be something that just got put out on DVD, Blu-ray, or whatever.
Game of Thrones.
Okay. Mr. Bamf? He got kicked off. I just got it. I haven't had a chance to watch it, but it was the Jim Crockett Promotions DVD that came out. It's basically about the company that was Mid-Atlantic that became what we know as NWA Wrestling, Tim. So it's a series of interviews, like on some clips. I've heard great things. So I would suggest that be something that if you're an old school wrestling fan, especially an NWA fan, you know, it may be something that you want to invest your time in and watch. You can find it on Amazon for about $20. So I would definitely say, you know, something to inquire about.
Okay. Let's see if I can get Mr. Vance back on here. It doesn't appear to be working.
Mm-hmm. We've got a little bit more to go.
Log off again and have him log back on.
Okay. Well, Tim, you know, you're a gamer somewhat. There are two video game systems that came out, and since you know more about this crap than I do, what did between if you had a choice between the PlayStation 4 and the Xbox One, which one would be the system and why?
Well, usually I would have just said PS3 just because it's a Blu-ray player, but I want to say the Xbox One plays Blu-rays now. I'm not entirely sure on that. As you can tell, I don't really know much about this stuff either. I think there's more gamers on the Xbox platform, so that if we're gaming, that'll probably always win. But if you want to save $100, there's the PS4.
Okay.
If that helps anyone.
So it's pretty much evenly matched.
Yeah. I mean, at this point, you can't go wrong.
Yeah. I mean, but aren't there more? Are there certain series, or is it now where it's pretty much on every platform, every game, pretty much?
Oh, well, that's the stuff that's only on one platform.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see if we can get him back on.
All right.
Add people. I was just trying to add him anyway. Let's let me hang up on him. Let's see. Call. But yeah, it'll be a while before I actually get any of the gaming systems.
Well, $500 is, you know, nothing to, you know, just throw around. Nope. Especially if I'm not sure. Especially, you know, in my situation, I don't game that much. You know, I'll buy a game here and there and, you know, play it for a little while, and then, you know, I'm pretty much done with it.
And the million numbers totally came out. But my ticket's in the other room. Let's see, is he back yet? Still nothing. So let's see, back to new gadgets that we want for Christmas.
I kind of want the Google Chromecast.
Yeah, it's nice and cheap.
Mm-hmm.
I bought one. I haven't opened it yet. But I need to test it out.
Yeah, I want to be able to stream shit from my iPad to the computer, or, from my iPad to the TV or whatever. But I've been kind of wanting to get one for a little while now. I've heard about it on a couple podcasts, and I'm kind of interested.
Let me try to add him again.
Okay.
Trying again.
Here I am.
Oh, okay. So we were just doing what we were looking for, what we want for Christmas.
You know, I don't, have y'all said what you want for Christmas?
Yeah, well, you can go ahead.
We just said, like, Chromecast, like,
gadgets go. You know, what I want for Christmas
I want a 4K TV for Christmas. If anyone could get me one, 65-inch would be preferable. I'll take one of those. Thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah.
Right your alley.
Right. That's all I want. Everybody got
how many?
5,000.
What size?
65 inches.
65 inches will be worth the fight. That'll be big enough.
Okay.
I think.
And we already talked about best video game system a second ago, so we need to go on that. And I think that about wraps the show up. So that's our look at 2013. The look back, and I was going to say look forward, but we're actually not looking forward. Not yet, at least. But there will be more Click Nation podcasts episodes for you to tune into in the 2014 coming year.
Yeah, we still got shit to say.
Indeed, indeed. So, once again, follow me on Twitter at TimDOGG98 and at TheClickNation. Adam Black is at @The_Adam_Black. And Mr. Bamp, try and find him on Facebook. Not under Mr. Bamp.
Yeah.
Find him. Yeah.
That name doesn't exist on there. Right. And Leroy Jetstream, not sure what he wants you to find him at, but you heard him earlier on in the show, so we want to thank him for sending us that audio to play.
Right.
We'll definitely try to do more in 2014, definitely.
Yeah, we'll stop being lazy and actually fucking do this shit every week like you've used to.
I don't know about every week. Maybe. I need to go for like
we'll
once
do
a month.
Part of what we do. Well, more than what we did this
maybe
year.
Maybe once a month for Matt probably work best for us.
Well, maybe. Can we go bi-weekly?
We could.
We'll try it. We'll try bi-weekly, folks.
Yeah.
And then when you hear us again in March, then sorry.
You know that shit, dude.
Well, quarterly.
A quarterly podcast.
Quarterly podcast. We can do that.
And with that, we're going to sign off. So this is The Click Nation. And like I said, we are signing off.
Peace.
Later.
This wasn't no movie. The smart thing was to say yes, get up, and leave the room. But then I thought to myself, what if this was a movie? Look, you, the plane you flew in on, them shoes, your socks with the bell on it, your gay ass accent, them cheap ass cigars, your yuck mouth teeth, your hairpiece, your chocolate, Guy Ritchie, Prince William. The Queen. This is America. My president is black and my Lambo is blue, nigga. Now get the f*** out of my hotel room. And if I see you in the street, I'm slapping the s*** out of you.
I'll be there for them, coming to grave with them, you're never walking out again. Talk to your